On the show today, we have PSEU's very own Tom Pierce and Norm Patrick. They are here reporting the findings of the latest 2022 Eye on Payment study and how it impacts credit unions moving forward. They have it all here for you, so check it out. Awesome here with CU Broadcast. Well, welcome back to our show. And on today's program, we have the two fine gentlemen from PSCU with us, Mr. Tom Pierce right below me. Tom, how are you, sir?
Good to see you again this time. Great to talk to every year about Eye on Payments, Mike.
Indeed. Yeah, I can't wait to talk about this one around this time around. And then right next to me is Mr. Norm Patrick, also from PSCU. Norm, how are you, sir?
Doing great, Mike. Nice to be back with you.
Indeed. Well, nice to have you guys here and talk about a very important study that you guys do annually. And Tom, I just want to start out with you first, just to get a quick summary, a quick overview on Eye on Payment study. What is it, for those one or two people out there who may not be familiar with it? Can you share with us, give us a quick summary of it?
Sure. So each year, this is our fifth annual study, amazingly, Mike. We survey about 1,750 credit union members and non-members across the U.S., really to look at their payment preferences in a variety of scenarios and what they prefer to use. So we do this survey to really gauge interest levels and then produce multiple thought leadership efforts around it. And we just pushed out our white paper in October. So very excited to share the results this year.
Fantastic. Yeah, we'll put that link in the show notes too, so people can get right to that as well. And Tom, I'm going to stick with you. Well, Norm, you can chime in as well, but Tom, you can go first on this one. So I'm going to cut to the chase here. What are some key findings that were discovered in this most recent Eye on Payment study? And then what takeaways are there for credit unions?
So I think I'm going to pitch it over to Norm to start this one and then go from there. Go ahead, Norm.
Norm, it's all you.
One of the key findings from this year's study, which has been consistent in previous years, is that consumers are continuing to demand choice and variety in their payments methods. And in fact, the report this year indicated 61% of consumers are using a greater variety of payment methods than they were just a few years ago. Would be in addition to traditional card payments. Looking forward to the future, about half of the respondents indicated they're going to use a digital-based type of money movement solution, such as Venmo or Zelle or something to that effect in the next 6 months. And about 40% have the expectation of using a mobile wallet in the near future. So things are continuing to change. But let's not forget about what got us here. You know, the good old-fashioned card-based payment methods, as well as cash. Yeah, they're still in place. 75% indicate that they're still using those as well. So again, variety is key. And, you know, as far as the takeaway is concerned and what credit unions should be doing, it's really important to educate members on the breadth and depth of the product offering for money movement and payments, and continue to educate them on using them accordingly.
Yeah. As we're in the midst of a transition for sure. So yeah, it's really kind of exciting, especially for you guys, because you guys are on the front lines of it every day to see this type of stuff. Tom, anything else to add on that one?
Yeah, we've got a few more key findings to add. We'll kind of bounce back and forth here a little bit, if you're okay with that, Mike. Debit continues as the top choice. It has been for the last 4 years. And consumers are choosing it in most retail locations. But again, this year, about 46% of credit union members said debit was their top preferred choice. But what's interesting enough is while they're saying they prefer debit, we're actually seeing their behavior show a shift to credit, which we think is driven a great deal by some of the economic states right now. While 68% said they used debit in the last 60 days, 62% use credit. And as we look at the results from our monthly PSU Payments Index, we see similar behaviors. So for key takeaways, it's really important for credit unions to make sure they've got a very robust card program, including digital card management, mobile wallet capabilities, tap to pay, you know, all of the types of alerts controls to make their program very robust. But Norm, give us a little more sense about what we're seeing with the income levels as it relates to payment types.
Yeah, income levels matter. And it's very interesting. You know, one kind of table setting type of stat through the study, 76% indicated those with a lower household income, they're worried about their finances. And, you know, they really need to have tight control over their cash in particular. So to that end, not really surprising, consumers with income levels under $75,000 at the 52% level preferred debit. And on the other side of things, you know, when it comes to credit preference, it's really hitting on the higher side of incomes. 46% on the higher than average income strata are reaching towards their credit card. So there definitely are some key differences in income levels. So when it comes to, you know, takeaway perspective, you know, financial wellness, you know, just more important than ever, especially as we get into a very turbulent economic environment as we're expecting in 2023. So the more financial education and wellness type of programs and education, it's going to help everybody in all income strata, absolutely, particularly the lower end.
Yeah, completely. How about generations? What did you guys see any difference in key differences in preferences among different generations?
Oh, yes, we did.
Tom, you want to go first on this one?
No, I'll let Norm jump in.
Or Norm, you can take it, whoever. First.
Yeah, I'll take kind of the older end of the spectrum. You know, boomers, you know, don't rule these guys out when it comes to digital and emerging types of payments. You know, the boomers are into this just as much as everybody else these days. One key finding we found with them, they're a bit more even keeled when it comes towards credit and debit preference. It's about 40% either way in terms of that preference. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, some inroads that we're making there as well as coming around contactless in some of those additional emerging methods. So again, don't rule these guys out. Now, let's hop on down to Gen X. You know, my generation, as you call it, we found them to be a lot more debit-leaning in our 2022 study. And when it comes to the variety perspective, we found about 66% are using a lot of different variety of payment options than they were several years ago. And they really have a keen trust in their financial institution and helping them to make wise financial decisions. So very important to that Generation X. On the older end of the millennials, this is going to be one of the biggest adopting segments of new technology. So some of these new things coming down the pipe, that's really where you want to start focusing. But don't rule anybody else out. This is a key segment to push through. They're very frequent users of the money movement methods, you know, Venmo, PayPal, Zelle, and the like. 37% have invested in crypto. I hope they still have their principal from the volatile market over time.
Good point.
And 29% of them have dabbled in the metaverse as well. So a couple of these emerging things you got to keep an eye on as well.
Wow. I thought that was for the younger generation. So yeah, it sounds like it's affecting everybody. So yeah, Tom?
Let me chat about those. I've got four daughters, I think I've talked about this before, in the younger millennials and Gen Z group, so I can relate to the behaviors here. So if you think about the younger millennials, this group is really focused on building their credit because they're trying to really gain financial security. 80% say they would prefer to use a credit card to build credit, but we're actually seeing them use debit more just because of their lack of savings and really ability to build up that credit. They're the most prolific users of mobile wallet technology. And another key area, which is very important for credit unions to focus on from an education perspective, is they're most likely to use a buy now, pay later program out of all the generations. And knowing how risky that type of program can be, it's very important for credit unions to do a lot of education on how to successfully manage buy now, pay later as a payment form without getting too deep into debt from that standpoint. Mm-hmm. And then the youngest group, the Gen Z group, this was the group that was most concerned about their finances as a result of the economy. Debit is their most preferred payment type, not surprising there. They just don't have the access to available funds out there. And they're the highest users of mobile apps for shopping and food ordering. Oh, yes. So a little more edgy type of behaviors as you would expect from these generations, Mike.
Indeed, yeah. I find these findings fascinating. I'm perpetually curious about consumer behavior. So I find these discoveries really, really telling, and then it allows credit unions to really take advantage of them. So this is the fifth year of Ion Payments, like you mentioned earlier. So what are some notable trends that you've seen over the course of the study? Have you seen any trends either change drastically or keep rising or falling?
Thanks, Mike. Yeah, we've got four real quickly highlight, and I'll kind of pass.
Oh, sure.
With Norm here. So I mentioned this earlier, but debit has been the preferred payment method for four of the last 5 years. So we saw a credit push in year one back in 2018. And since then, debit has been the preferred method for the rest of the study. So that's been a consistent trend we've seen. Norm, you want to talk about digital?
Oh, can't hear you, Norm.
there, my bad.
There we go.
Yeah, digital payments are absolutely a very big deal at this point and continuing to gain momentum. You know, today with the 2022 study indicated about 60% of consumers are using Zelle and PayPal and Venmo and those types of money movement solutions on a periodic basis. It's a 40% increase since 2019. So the momentum continues to build. And when it comes to good old cash as the preferred method for payment, it's actually down 30% as the preferred payment method since 2018. So the levers are definitely moving in the opposite direction there.
For sure.
Tom, how about mobile contactless?
Yeah, so what's interesting is during the last several years, particularly since the pandemic hit, you know, we saw the shift over to a couple of payment types. One was mobile wallets and one was contactless. And we thought it was just this just a pandemic-driven behavior because of people being afraid to touch those terminals out there. Well, now that we're kind of through the pandemic, at least hopefully now, that behavior has stuck. You know, from this year, from 2019 to now, there's been a 35% increase of folks that reported using their mobile wallet in the past 60 days to pay for something at the physical store. Mm-hmm. And we've seen a 53% growth in contactless card usage. So significant behavior change in the marketplace, and it's continuing. And then why don't you talk about security a little bit, Norm?
Yes, security. This is the one I call Steady Eddie. Security, you know, is king. You know, the most important thing to people. And, you know, going back to 2018, it's been very consistent. About 7 out of 10 consumers in our study indicate security really drives their payment method in terms of how they're going to transact. So the message is very loud and clear. Do not let up on the security aspects, as well as the educational messaging that comes along with that to say, you know, how well of a job you're doing at protecting members.
Yeah. Very important for sure. Tom, anything else on your end?
You know, I really just want to thank you, Mike, for the chance to engage with you on this. And
oh, sure.
And provide a link to your
viewers
of how to access the study, but they can also go to psu.com and then right on the homepage there, we've got a link to download on payments. And there's a lot more information in there than what we're able to share in this discussion with you today. So I encourage you to download it.
Yeah, we will have all the links in the show notes for sure. And I want to ask you guys one more question here, because these are all fantastic numbers, just seeing the behavior out there. But how does it all affect the credit union? How can they use this information?
I think from education is key, not only for consumers, but for the credit unions as well. This is very good empirical information that's been provided by a very wide cross-section of consumers across the country, which they can directly apply to their credit union in terms of how their payments products and how they're educating and selling across the spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
And as they focus on growth, I mean, this is the chance of where do you focus at?
Yep.
To emphasize with your campaign efforts and looking at all those differentiators you have to build your card programs.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'd be really curious to see how, not only how the payments behaviors are over the upcoming holiday season, but as 2023 kind of ramps up too, as the economy does its unique things that it's doing right now. So who knows? I mean, it's just the crystal ball is murkier than ever, but thankfully you guys have a good handle on it. So we appreciate the information that you provide us on a monthly basis, actually. So yeah, we thank you for that. So yeah, and look forward to the next chat. Look forward to the next chat, gentlemen. Well done. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Mike. Great to see you today, Mike. Great.